Welcome to the Messy Mind Podcast, a show to support you in seeing that messiness can lead to your light bulb moments. I'm your host, Tammy L. Davis. Hey there, it's Tammy. I'm stopping in for a moment to pop in to tell you about something new I am offering. I welcome you to join my new digital course, Uncomfortable to Unstoppable, the secret methods to get unstuck when communicating. In this course, you're going to learn the methods and approaches, the ones that I took in order to better create communications in a manner that non-technical professionals can understand, relate to, and act on. When I first started writing communications, I was horrible. I didn't understand why people were sending me so many emails, asking questions, stopping me in the hallway to get clear on what I sent. I was super intimidated to keep working on improving my communication skills, and I want to support you in changing your mindset as well, along with showing you the methods I used to become a better communicator in the information technology space. For more information on my new digital course, Uncomfortable to Unstoppable, please head to www.nextlevelconsultingllc.com/learn with Tammy. Every month or so, I review the analytics of our podcast episodes, and I really want to know and understand what episodes did well from a listening standpoint, what episodes didn't do so well from a listening standpoint. And there was one episode in particular that ranked very high. So in season three, last season, episode one, I came out the gate swinging. That first episode, Is Your Communications On Point, is the sixth most listened podcast episode since we started the Messy Mind Podcast in January of 2020. And in that episode, I give you five tips. I ask you five questions to ask yourself, is your communications on point? Well, because it did so well, there are, of course, additional points and tips that I wanted to share. So now is the time to grab your journal, your notebook, a piece of paper, a pen, because I'm going to give you some additional tips to ask yourself if your communications is on point. Tip number one, the reason why your communication still isn't on point is, are your leaders prepared for the role as communicators? You are going to be looking for leaders. You are going to be supporting leaders in developing their communications. It's crucial to prepare them. It's crucial to prepare executives and other leaders in their role as communicators. This includes sharing important messages that need to be delivered, creating alignment between different senders, and planning the delivery sequence. The preparation also includes educating them on how to deliver key messages. Is there something about the message that they should emphasize? Is there something about the message that they should expand upon? It is important not to make the assumption that everyone knows how to or even feels comfortable on how to deliver key messages, let alone writing them. So again, education is going to be key on how you want them to deliver those key messages. Again, tip number one, are your leaders prepared for their roles as communicators? Tip number two, does your communications follow a coherent strategic message? A core message is a translation of a strategy into a simple, compelling story that's tailored for the target audience. After you do your stakeholder analysis, after you've identified the people who are going to be impacted by the change, you need to make sure that a simple, compelling story is tailored for them specifically. Without a coherent strategic message for the change, each messenger speaks about the project differently and from their point of view. The core message should be the building block for all communications. So again, tip number two, do your communications follow a coherent strategic message? And tip number three, do your communications provide a clear vision for what the change will look like? It is important for you to understand. It is important for your readers, for those impacted by the change when they're reading your communications, for them to understand the reason for the change. However, you also need to see the change in behavioral terms. I know a lot of times people will have their bullet points in their overview slide of what a clear vision will look like. And those bullet points will say something like, deliver strategic value-added solutions to our customers or provide seamless service to them or efficient execution of daily tasks. What does that mean? From a behavioral standpoint, I want to know the details because all those bullets are very high level. They're very generic. They're not getting to the meat of what the change will need to meet on a daily basis. Specifically, how is it going to change? What is it that they are going to be doing differently? For example, let's say that you're rolling out a new timekeeping system. You're rolling out a new way that people are going to enter in their timesheets. And you no longer need to add your supervisor's name. You can go ahead and leave that field blank because your supervisor's name is automatically going to be populated because gone are the days that you need to forward your timesheet to your supervisor. The system is automatically going to email your supervisor a notification that your time has been entered. That's just a high-level example of something that you want to emphasize to those impacted by the change that they will do differently, specifically because of the change, again, in behavioral terms. I hope these tips support you in asking yourself again, is your communications on point? And based on the fact that the episode from last season was one of our most highly ranked episodes, I know throughout this season four, I'm going to offer even additional tips yet again to ask if your communications is on point. And I completely understand that leading communications in any environment can be a daunting task. It's just critical for you and your team to be prepared. And again, I hope the tips that I offered in this episode have you and your team make the most of your communication efforts on any change initiative. Thank you for joining us this time on the Messy Mind Podcast. Please visit our website at themessymindpod.com. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast so you'll never miss an episode. While you're at it, if you found value in this episode, we'd appreciate a rating on Apple Podcasts or simply tell a friend about the show. Always remember to embrace the messiness. It can lead to your light bulb moments.